Romans 3:27. Verse 26, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. Whereas boasting then, it is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. We will look at the fundamentals of faith. What are you watching when you watch World Cup? Masters of the fundamentals. What are you watching when you watch the Super Bowl? Masters of the fundamentals. Wimbledon, masters of the fundamentals. The Green Jacket of golf in Augusta, Georgia. Coveted by the best in the business. Masters of the fundamentals. And Vince Lombardi, arguably the best football coach, especially of his time. He absolutely refused to have a losing season. If he even got close to it. He would open up spring training and he'd say, gentlemen, this is a football. Really? Go back to the basics, blocking, tackling. Get on that tennis court, and I mean you play till you have blisters on your hands. The Olympic champions, they're the ones that don't quit. When everything in their body is hurting, they don't quit. But there's always fundamentals to everything. Amen. So, the fundamental of the Word of God, and there are basic fundamentals of faith. And the law of faith means that it's predictable. It is a spiritual law. And we'll get the definition of it again from Hebrews 11. Now faith is, all right. Now faith is in the now. Amen. Faith is always now. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Now there's no condemnation. Now there's no condemnation. Amen. Every time you say it, it upgrades. Now. Say now. Now. See, that was a while ago. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. By faith, we understand that the worlds during successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. Prompted, actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain. Verse 40, because God had us in mind and had something better and greater in view for us, so that they, those heroes and heroines of faith, should not come to perfection apart from us before we could join them. Therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and that sin which readily and deftly and cleverly clings to us and entangles us. Let us run with patience the endurance and steady and active persistence, the appointed course of the race that is set before us, looking away from all of that to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving first incentive of our belief, and is the finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. Whew. Have you accepted him as the perfecter of your faith? He can't perfect something that's in a box somewhere. So you use it every day. You pray all the time. All the time. Here's what happens when we get in the airplane. First, I'll pray it the way I pray it in the cockpit. Before I start an engine, stop right then. Father, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over this airplane for protection against every evil spirit, every evil, wicked plan of the devil, every wicked person. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Ministering spirits, lift us up in your hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone, and keep us in all of our ways according to the 91st Psalm, and bless our partners all over the world. Amen. Every time. Amen. I do the same thing if I'm in the cabin. But when I'm in the cockpit, I say, now I have the mind of Christ, and today I receive the flying mind of Christ, and all the things that you've taught me, and all the things that my instructors have taught me over these many, 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 many years. And I will not forget anything, because I praise you and thank you that flying is a discipline and safety is an attitude. And I thank you for it. Do it in your car. Are you going to drive out in all this traffic without pleading the blood over that car? Now, you're not going to fly it, but there are other people trying to fly theirs. And you just plead the blood over that car. Ministering spirits, you see to it that this car bumps nobody and nobody will bump it. No, no, I have angels around this car. And they see to it. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's what you do. All the time. Amen. You begin to walk in the grocery market. Lord, thank you. If there's someone in here I can witness to, help me. Someone that needs prayer. And before I go in here, I forgive everybody in the place. So, there's no way that they can offend me. I'm unoffendable. You can't offend me. And I've had some pretty ugly things said about me. Amen goes right there. What did we read this morning? They become offended. Then Satan steals the word. He can't have it. He is a thief. And Jesus said this. The thief comes only but to steal, kill, and destroy. What did he come to steal? The word. If he can steal the word, he can steal your finances. If he can steal the word, he can destroy your finances. He can destroy your body. He can destroy everything around you. If he can steal it. So, fundamentals. Number one, believe it in your heart. Then say it with your mouth. Mark 11:23, Romans 10:10, 2 Corinthians 4:13, Luke 6:43-45, Matthew 12:35-37, Mark 5:25-34. Let's go over here to Mark 5. You're familiar with this. They came over to the other side of the sea to the country of the Gadarenes. Get a map of Galilee. These are areas around. And calling it the Sea of Galilee is not a stretch. That is a big lake. It is really, it's huge. Anyway, he came out of the ship. Immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. One, he had his dwelling among the tombs. No man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he'd often been found with fetters and chains or shackles. The chains had been plucked asunder by him, the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself. He was a cutter. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Cried with a loud voice, saying, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, you torment me not." For he had said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And so forth and so on. Now look at this. They came to Jesus and see him was possessed with the devil, had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. So faith prepares before you go. So Jesus knew exactly what he was going to do. And he's going to call this man to preach. So he took clothes with him to clothe him and send him home to his friends and his family looking good. Hallelujah. So faith prepares. So now, then you go like to Hebrews 10:23, and you find the promise. Then you base the faith on the promise in the book. If it's financial, you go to financial scriptures. Go to the redemption of the curse of the law, because it's Abraham's blessing and Isaac, his supernatural son. Now you talk about faith. The word of the Lord came to Abraham and said, "Offer Isaac as an offering to me." He didn't argue with it. He just went and did. And he carried all the stuff up to the mountain, and he told the man there, he said, "Wait here. The boy and I will be back. The lad and I will be back." Went up there. Now think about the faith that Isaac had in him. I mean, he had the wood, and he had Isaac get up on that wood. And right there in the book of Hebrews, by faith, he received Isaac raised from the dead in a figure. And he raised the knife. He fully intended to see him, offer him as a sacrifice, and God raise him up out of the dust. And an angel said, "Stay your hand." Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Look at it in the book of Hebrews. He offered his only begotten son, because there was coming a day, and he was God's covenant partner, and he did exactly what he told him to do all the time. He was fully persuaded. He knew there was coming a day when it would happen, that Jesus would say, Father, if there's any way, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Yours be done. So he could not do what his covenant partner was willing to do. You see the covenant connection between the two? It's powerful. It's necessary to know that. It's necessary to become covenant-minded and to become made the righteousness of God-minded instead of sin-minded all the time. Well, I'm just unworthy. I'm just unworthy. No, you're not. Stop that. Are you a new creature? Then God didn't make any new unworthy creatures, because you're the righteousness of God in Him. It's His righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. The fundamentals. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Mark 11:25, Galatians 5:6, Ephesians 4:32, and Romans 5:5. Mark 11:25. So we go on over there. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. And that includes politicians. What Jesus prayed is the truth. Father, forgive them. They know not what they're doing. It didn't say agree with his politics. It said forgive him or her or whomever it is. Have you ever been prime minister? Have you ever been president? No, neither have I. And I don't want to be. But you and I don't understand what they put up with. We don't understand the people that are behind the scenes that are putting pressure on them to do or say certain things that they even don't want to do or say. And somebody has given them a great campaign idea. Really? Yeah, but now you can't say this. I can. No, don't ever say that. Why? They might not like it. It's a cinch. They're not going to like it. That's like they came up to Jesus and said, by what authority do you do these things? He said, let me ask you one thing. Was John's baptism of God or a man? They reasoned among themselves and said, well, if we say this, he'll say that. If we say that, he'll say this. And we don't know. There was a time, President Lyndon Johnson in the United States, let's turn over, because I already had this in my heart that it was going to happen, so here's the place we're going to do it, 1 Timothy. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and givings of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, that there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all to be testified of in due time. Glory to God. Well, I didn't like him. I didn't like the decisions he was making. And so the Lord said, do you know him? No, sir. Do you know anybody that knows him? No, sir. Sounds to me like you don't know much. I said, that's right. Have you not read 1 Timothy chapter 2? Yes, sir. You pray for him. Okay. So this is back in the day before they had the kind of hotel keys that they have now. You know, just the plain old key. So, you know, you leave the television up loud. And so I walked in there, and there was something else on. And I just walked in and started taking off my tie, and they introduced President Lyndon Johnson. When I heard his voice, the love of God rose up on the inside of me, and I began to pray. I said, Lord, look what he's having to deal with. I pray for the man. I hold him up. I hold him up. I hold him up before you. It changed my life. I don't know what it did for him. But I do know that Billy Graham went to visit him not long after that on his ranch in Texas. And he came out and said, I will not accept, nor will I will not run for, nor will I accept the nomination to run again for president from my party. And he retired. And not too terribly long after that, he died. He had a heart attack. And then he dwindled down and was gone. I'm so glad that the Lord dropped that scripture inside me. Amen. That's a faith fundamental. All that are in authority, college presidents, head of hospitals, hallelujah, all that are in authority.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
The spirit of faith comes from knowledge of God's word and through prayer. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In this audio series, The Spirit of Faith, Kenneth Copeland shares how the Holy Spirit paints an image of the word of God in the heart of every believer through revelation. Then, because of the reality of the word in your heart, the force of faith is released by speaking God's word out of your mouth. God releases his faith by speaking words, and he's called us to imitate him. Words are the most important things in this planet. God purposely put creative power in words for his people to harness. That's why what you say matters. simply, words of fear open the door to negative things, and words of faith in God brings goodness to your life. The good news is a spirit of faith will always overcome fear. Faith-filled words will dominate the laws of sin and death. Discover how to use your words mixed with the spirit of faith and see how every area of your life can change forever. Request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith by Kenneth Copeland, available on MP3. God released his faith by speaking words. Therefore, you release your faith in the words you speak. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The Bible says God's given every believer a measure of his own faith. That means you have the same faith God has and can use faith the same way he does. God is the perfect Father. He'd never give you a gift and leave you with no instructions on how to use it. The same is true for the faith he's given you. The instructions for using faith are found in his word. Now, the Copelands have an excellent teaching that explains how faith works according to God's word, and it's called The Spirit of Faith by Brother Copeland. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "It is written, I believe, therefore I've spoken." Now, since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore we speak. Join Kenneth Copeland for this in-depth study and learn how the spiritual force of faith works in your life. The Bible says faith comes by hearing the word that God speaks. Feed on God's word until his promises become real to you. Strengthen your faith by hearing his word over and over again. Then, just like God, release the faith-filled word he's given to you and the authority of his word that will change the situation around you. The Spirit of Faith is available as an MP3 disc or digital download. To request your free copy, go to kcm.org. Partners, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, thank you for your faithful support of this ministry. Because of you, we can send this uncompromised message of faith free of charge to people around the world. Together, we're expanding the influence of God's kingdom and teaching believers who they are in Christ. If you'd like to become a partner, then go to kcm.org/partner to discover all the benefits of your covenant partnership. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org. or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.